which we have handled, which we have seen with our eyes, wrapped against. This is the word of truth. We have not followed cunningly devised fables.
Oh, yes.
We were eyewitnesses of this thing. We walk in Bible, but we have seen the Lord. Our eyes have seen the Lord. I don't know about you. When you have become a supernatural Christian, God gets into you and starts walking himself. He no longer leads. He is now Ayakara.
100%
true. I saw German written on your forehead, like German.
100%.
10 October.
Yes.
1981.
Man, do it.
From you don't know me and you know everything.
If I be a prophet of God, miracle money now.
Declared miracle money. There's 55,000 in his bank account.
How much is this?
Bob. It was 950 and I only had 80.
Supernatural weight loss.
Somebody who is sick can just be healed like that. This is the good news we preach.
A good news world with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction. And always worth hearing.
The man God uses. When I say the man, it's simply also can capture the feminine genre of this message. The woman God uses. Brothers and sisters, we are at another level now. This gospel we have is a special one. There are people who are intercessors on this earth. And there are people who are guardians. Then there are those who are custodians of a certain revelation.
Amen.
Then there are people we call judges. These ones don't wait. They are intercessors who stand in the middle. When God speaks, they say, I can stand in the middle. Then there are those who can pass judgments. And there are those who are custodians of a certain revelation that they can tell you to go home and get money. Without God saying nothing, and God says, hey, we need to make this happen. Then there are people who are judges who can restrict oxygen from entering you. They can stand and kill. Have you noticed that everyone who has fought me, he said that they don't have life anymore or their finances are down. They are trying to swindle this one and swindle this one and to swindle that one. It's done. Why? There are places you die. When a man has become a judge of money, they can choose where to put it, in your pocket or in somebody else's pocket. We were in Botswana. I called out. I can cause a thing to happen that the whole world is thinking it goes another direction. Because in that capacity, I've become a judge. I will explain it another time. In that level, I've become a judge in that area. So I can literally shift things and move them. Hear this. That the day when the world hears it is gone this way, they'll be like, ah, what do you mean? What do you mean? Whereas I already know where I'm going and what is taking place and how the thing is moving. I already know it. Or I can decide it. Now just imagine in Botswana, I call a lady that miracle money. A lady receives miracle money. And she's standing just there with her friend. And she says, I don't, you know, this miracle money thing. Listen, money has appeared in her account. She doubted it. And the friend is the one who raised the hand and said, my friend just received here. But she's doubting. I said, right this minute, may that money come to you. Listen to me. I wasn't saying money should move from her account to this one. No. Immediately she looks on her phone, credited with the same amount. Now watch this now. They are all happy. They have the same amount. This one is still kind of, I did 10 minutes and the lady started crying out. Prophet, help me. I'm like, what happened? The money disappeared from her. This is a fact. A lady was just raising her hand like this. And I said, if you don't have any pockets with you, even if you put a fist, make a fist, and then open, man will appear. She didn't believe it. So her making a fist wasn't, she didn't go like this. No, she just put her hands down and then made a fist. Something is moving. There is money. Now, to you, you think I'm actively involved in that direction. My action is only on my mouth. Some people who are with me say, he's so patient. He's so patient. People can just do this and remain quiet. No, I'm not patient at all. Patience is something I'm still praying for the Lord to grant me. I'm not patient one bit. But I also know my mouth can cause dangerous things to happen. So I restrain myself from talking the things I really want to say. Because when I say them, they become real. So I take my time. So when I take my time, you think, people can just say anything that they want. Prophets are different. There are some you speak against and then nothing happens. There are some you speak against, something happens. Oh yeah. Right now, as I'm talking to you now, some of you are all over the place. You are spiritual fascodagamas. From this church to the other. Right now you're thinking, how is money going to come? Don't think. The next time you think of a way money is coming, don't. Turn to your neighbor, say the money is coming. Say the money is coming. Now say to the one behind you, because this one you know is not serious. The money is coming. The money is coming. Aye! The reason why I give is because I believe it. And my giving is private, but it's also public to our church members. They know it. It's not something we have to parade around the world, but church members know. Because I believe it comes back. If you are under a pastor who doesn't give, and yet he's just telling you, give and you shall receive. Just ask pastor, do you also believe the same principle? He should give also, because all we see on TV is call this number and give, and God will bless you 100-fold. Why don't you put a number? Say, look, call this number, leave your number, so we give you, so we can receive 100-fold. Somebody doesn't believe this thing. This is the reason you see us around the world giving, giving to the less privileged, giving, giving. We want to do so. But we are also intelligent. We know it works. So we also want those results. You think we don't. We do. We are interested in getting this. And as I'm talking to you now, the 450-acre Good News City, we are putting a perimeter wall and fencing around the whole thing. It's in the process right now. 2.4 meters up. There are problems there. You can go up there. 2.4 meters. You are 1 inch tall. This is what? 2.4. You can enter. Perimeter. You say, why are you so afraid? Are you not worshiping God? Ask God himself. When you get to heaven, it's written in the Bible that the walls there are like a mile. It's like over a mile going up. If you read the... some of you are hearing now that heaven is walls. You're like, why are you afraid? The new city of God in Jerusalem will have a wall. Too high, you don't even think of going there. Helicopter will think twice. You wonder why. Why do we need a war? Then here you are, as a Christian, saying, why is Trump building a wall? Ask your God, why does he need a wall? Something is happening. If you're not careful, the devil will try to say you put in another, and he puts in another. We stop it in the name of Jesus. Whatever the devil is trying to do, it is canceled. I said, whatever the devil is trying to do, it is canceled. People will be so shocked, like, how are you talking about devils? It's a very simple thing. Let me tell you something. It is not an issue of this one. It is an issue of what God is doing in that hour. Do you know God might not be supporting you? He's a card-carrying member of a political party or a football club or your gang. But in that hour, he can just favor you. And while he's favoring you, whosoever is going against is the devil. It doesn't mean anything to do with anything. Especially when God is changing what was supposed to be so. And he says, I'm favoring you now. Today I'm just favoring you. Now, I want to repeat this so that you people can understand. It is not so much that God is in the political party business, like he's a card-carrying member for a political party. No. God is not in a membership, football membership thing. He's not into that. No. God is simply in a position where he's saying, look, how many football fans are there? Many. Maybe close to a billion or more. Imagine when somebody can speak before a match and say, this is going to happen. What then does it mean? It means all the football fans are watching. They are looking. They are wondering, is it going to be like that? Yes. So if I say one goes in, another goes in, two go in, another is about to. What happens? They're watching. And they go like, how did you know this? Then immediately they turn to the knowledge of Christ. They simply turn to the knowledge of Christ. I don't know if you're getting this. Do you know how difficult it is to do what I did with your country? And just say, you will celebrate. That was AFCON finals, right? Everyone, Senegal against, what was in Egypt. Now imagine to do that before the match. The match was being played what? Maybe how many hours late? 6 hours or 5 hours? 5 hours. And I'm telling you who is winning. 5 hours prior to it. Even made him to stand up and celebrate. And people were like, oh, I think money has been here. I said, no, forget about that money. I needed one reason for Egypt to lose. And I said, I found it. It's him. Because people are myopic in their thinking. They are thinking, how can that church be the thing that changed all this? They don't hear it. That when God has a person in a certain ring in the prophetic, all he wants to do is to prove to the people in that place that the ring is different. That's all. Listen to me. The Jews did over 40 years going around in circles, and the Bible gave us one reason. So God could make the name of his servant Moses great. This is all he wanted. So you might, you know, when people are myopic, they think God, number one, they will think God can't talk about football. He can't. Why would God waste his time talking about football? You know God that much. When you know God, or the more you know God, the more you know you don't know him, the more. Because the moment you discover one area of God, you discover another one. He's in layers. Listen to me. Anything that contains more people, many millions, many thousands, God is interested. God is interested. One of my people called me. It was like, we were sitting there, and we're sitting with the prophet there, and we're watching tennis. Is it tennis? Tennis match. I don't know whether it was Serena, you know. You know, this when Serena and Venus play, that's when you know you're a racist. I'm telling you. You just find yourself going, go Serena, go sister. Like, I don't even like tennis, but put Serena there, I'm like, let's just see what happens here. So I'm sitting there, and everyone in the house asks me, please, don't tell us, Enos, don't say this course. So I'm sitting there nicely, I'm like, okay, I'm not saying this course, I also want to see. God, please, don't show me nothing. This guy calls me, he's like, I don't have a visa, my wife doesn't have a visa. I said, by June, you have a visa. I don't know, whatever month I say. So he kept quiet. No, he remained quiet. I said, are you watching tennis? He said, yes, sir. I said, watch. To know that I'm telling you the truth. And everyone in the house went, no. So when you watch these things, there are people who are here who are really footballers. All right? And these guys are interested in knowing what will happen. Not just so that they do anything, because they're in the church and we always tell people remove your phones. Because we don't want you to go gambling, because it is against our principles, our doctrine. All right? Of course, if God gives me permission, I will not do it. And don't think I've not asked for this permission. And I didn't ask for permission like, you know, just like, God, give me permission. No, I went and bought the whole thing. Even lottery numbers, I put them here. I convinced God I need to build a church here. Let's do these numbers now. It doesn't work that way. I always tell you of my cousin who I said, don't do charity. He said, no. You said we should not do charity. What if God gives me numbers? Like in a dream or something. I said, you mean like 9, 27, 11, 13, 15? Said, repeat that, please. The guy is thinking, this is prophetic. We need to move. And we saw now, because we're doing a lot of football prophecies, people were now even going like, so tell us... Now, it was UJ preaching, right? See, I was preaching and everyone, the comments was like, tell us who is playing today, who is winning. There is Manchester today. You see, people just going there to look for. They have no idea why we do these things. They think God is just doing football God is just watching football every time like this. Forget about Ukraine. We are watching football now. Forget about Russia. We are on football. And you know when silly people do that, they don't even read all our posts and see we have prophesied about nations, earthquakes, this and this. And we even gave reasons why we go for football. We gave reasons. But do people listen? They do not care. You can do anything to a person, they will never listen. I want to assure you, you are very blessed to be in this ministry. It is an absolute privilege to be a member of this ministry. To hold the powers of God and to see what God is doing in any location. Imagine he talks about football. He talks about Ukraine. He talks about Russia. He talks about rockets. He talks about France. He talks about elections. He talks about who is going to be the winner of a certain election. He talks about it. Even planes going down. He's telling you. He's going to NASA now. Honestly, guys, do you think he should not know about your life? All this is to prove that I know everything happening. It's not like I got my eye off the ball for a minute. No, God is saying, I know what I'm saying. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely sure the God we serve is interested in you. And I want to take this time to tell you, whatever happens in your life, no, it is not the end. It is not the end. I feel so many of you don't really get what we are doing. To think the Lord of heaven, who created heaven and earth, is speaking through us in this ministry and is telling us what is happening around the world. Don't you think it's a privilege that you are sitting there and somebody, your cousin, even refused to come? And you are here hearing what God, you see, all the prophecies I gave in our special session, all the prophecies I gave, there were, I think, 25. All of them will happen. And very fast. And why is it sometimes we say prophecies in front of everyone and sometimes we don't say it in front of everyone? Why? We say it in front of everyone, including our partners and stuff like that. Then we can take some things to the world. Because we have also seen that there are people who just listen to our prophecies and then go to their church and say, God said. They will be telling the truth though. Because it is God who would have said it to me. And they just copied what God said to me. So they are still telling the truth. But there is one verse that binds. He says, woe to you, distraction to the prophets that steal from another prophet and say, God said. Says distraction to them. So we don't want them destroyed. So sometimes we just do with our branch here and the branches that watch us in a secure platform and everybody hears it. And you hear sometimes, you know, I prophesy about this, like I prophesied 1 January, 2 January, and most of the prophets that have been happening were from those deaths. 31 December, 1 January, 2nd January, right? And all that is happening. And people can actually see you sitting there. And they're saying, this is not true. You did it after it had happened. So you think 1,000 people are lying. They were told, now is now time to pretend. Not one comes out like, no, it never happened. And they were here. Just imagine when a match is playing and somebody is already there and you say, I'm adding another one so it can be 3. How did he do this? Then he's, I'm adding another one so it can be 4, because you're arguing with me, because the person liked their team. Like, no, prophet, don't do that. You will see what we will do. I say, hey, I'm telling you what God is telling me. You say, we will see. I say, now we are adding another one. It will be 4-2. Ah, no. No, they cried. They said reverse it. Now, I've not done that miracle yet. How do I? Just remove 4 and make it 3. But it's good to hear that, you know, there are people here who will be rich. You know, that statement confused me. Listen to me. I just got to a point where I wanted to minister. And I heard those words. I said, that's done. That's my message done. The only thing is to celebrate. There's a woman there. I passed by. And it's like, you brother there, going. It's like, I moved from there and I came straight there because there was a fire between the two of you. Imagine I can go there and take the can out of her hand with her can. You see, she says she doesn't want anymore. Do you know each other? You don't.
Never.
Okay, now, sis, wait, just hear this. Please listen to me. Now, what do you have on this side? You.
Colostomy.
What is it?
Colostomy bag.
Colostomy bag. What does it mean, doctor? Where is doc? What does it mean?
So it's a bag where waste material comes out through.
What do you have?
Same.
Now, remove it. Put it here. Just put it there. Do you see that? If God can heal these people, everything is possible. Because, of course, she's a lady. We don't want you to open anything, okay? So relax, okay?
Can I love you and touch you and cuddle you? I love you so much. Touch my daughter.
How are you? Who is she to you?
She's my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. Relax. Whatever God is going to do, I'll be able to see it without you saying anything. There is a Lord. Sweet brother. How many times have you been in this church? How many times?
Just twice.
Twice. I saw something like Georgina.
That's the one that brought me the lady.
You think.
Georgina brought me here.
Georgina. I don't know how, but maybe when you talk like Georgina, prophet angel. Georgina, prophet angel. You will understand it in a few minutes. Relax. I'm going to show you in a few minutes. Georgina, prophet angel. You see. In a few minutes. And I don't even know Georgina, but it's like Georgina, prophet angel.
Do it.
There. I decree and declare by the power of the Almighty that healing is yours. Hold this.
Hold this.
Please, can you? Okay. Help her. You just hold this. Believe it. Doesn't matter what the doctor says. Believe it. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
We are getting this joint back and you joined back, okay? Yeah. This is the healing, isn't it? Healing means everything is joined back, isn't it? It's like I want it to be joined back. That's what we are praying for right now. Relax for now. I'm giving you something to do.
He said, I've been praying for this, to say, for you to say those words.
Today, listen. I'm an evangelist. I want souls to be won. I've got a lot of work to do on this this world.
She is saying...
He's my prophet. He's everybody's prophet. God has sent him as a special prophet from God Almighty.
So... He is saying, this man is too much. So she's saying, hey, he's not a man. He's our prophet. Of the spirit. Can I prophesy? I begin to see you lifted up, and the Lord said, go to this woman. And as I walk towards you, God said, there was something that your mouth will stop, because I saw something happening. Listen to this. I saw something happening. I saw it written there. It was like people were carrying in your family, were crying, and you were crying, carrying a coffin. And the coffin was written Richard.
Richard Manga, the first born in my family. Yeah. Oh, he's very sick.
So the Lord ministered to me, her mouth has to open to shut that devil down. Because As I looked at it, it was richer and richer. And I began to see it was a trouble, even weakness. He's becoming weak. Yes. Even legs, nothing.
Yes, he can't. He can't even walk now. He's struggling.
And the Lord said, this is a spiritual thing. Because I began to see even your mother dead.
Yes.
Heart issue.
Yes, my mother was.
I saw Mankenga is who?
Yes. Mandenga, my mother. Yes.
Every Talahan. Your father is the same.
Yes.
Was also troubled by heart, dead.
Yes.
And I show another one like Evans.
Evans, yes, he's the same. You
know, who is Evans?
My brother whom I come after, he just died with the heart. They are all.
I decree and declare now, by the Spirit of the Lord, I cancel death from that family.
Oh my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am favored.
Imagine when the devil begins to kill people. You see, whenever you see the devil doing it once in a while, it's still okay. You can pray and do whatever you can. But when he starts using one instrument and one weapon, now it's a habit. It's a hobby for him. He's playing around because he knows nobody can prevent me from doing this. I give you that power to stop it from your family. To stop it happening from your family.
Thank you.
You have that power.
Thank you. Thank
you don't need to call you bad angel.
Thank you.
The moment you decree it,
thank you.
You stop it.
Yes.
Begin to pray.
News World with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction and always worth hearing.